Wow, it's Thursday already. That means it's time for the B2B episode of the Geyer Cook Report. Good morning, and I hope that you're having a good day. I hope that you've afforded yourself 4 or 5 minutes to get this done, and I'll try to get it done. So to do that, let's get started. This says, please fill out the 10 questions below and send it back to us. This is the website layout design questionnaire that our company, VitaMain Hosting, you know, if it doesn't test it, it doesn't work, has for people that are setting up with us to do their website layout. And the first one is, of course, what's your registered company name? That means when you've got a UBI number, because you're a corporation, or you've got a state business license for the state that you're in, you've registered a name under that. Use that name here for the company name. And then the second question is describe the type of business or service that it is. And you can get pretty wordy here. I've thrown some sample words that we do for the web design, web layout business. And third one, it's a three-parter, actually. You have a logo. So then you just attach the logo file. It's a AI, EPS, or PNG file, or it can be even a scalar vector graphic, which, as you know, you can resize at will. Then option B, we'll make a logo design questionnaire available to you. It's going to cost extra, but we can design. We've got designers that can do that. And I say we've got designers because this is just the tip of the iceberg called VitaMain Hosting. Anyway, option C, you can have a dummy text logo of your just your company name to hold that place till your original logo could be made up available to us, or we can create one. We'll have that placeholder. Okay. Fourth, you have a tagline, a slogan. Examples would be simply never die, or it could be simplicity never dies. Or it could be, we do the best. Or it could be, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. God, I've heard that before somewhere. And the menu, this one is the site navigation, you know, or the home and about us. You can use about.me. The services you're going to offer, the contact page. There's also some things you got to have that maybe won't be in the menu, like your terms of use, your privacy policy, and so forth. And if you don't have all of that right now, don't worry about it. Okay? And what thing do you need to have incorporated into homepage design? Like the intro text, the latest three articles maybe from your blog, because you've already got a blog, a photo gallery. What are those elements that make up the layout and make it happen? Now, remember the part when I said 10 questions? Well, guess what? We're done. There's only six. And the reason that we have these questions is because we now partner with a company called Coding Brains. And let's look at that. And going to their link, codingbrains.com, brings up this page first. And you can see they've got their navigation up here, careers, contact process, technologies, services, their work, their companies, about us, company values, what makes us different. One of the things that helped me to make this choice is the guy that I work with at Coding Brains is excellent. He's on it. He's a really good guy, and I don't want to feed his ego too much, but Mac's damn good. Okay? They're top rated. They're coding between 8 a.m. Pacific time and 6 p.m. Pacific time. That means when I'm open for business and I need to talk to somebody for whatever reason, they're available. It's not one of those you got to wait till the next day. So, the wherefores, ratings, etc., are there on the page. Give us a try. I think you're going to like the result. Others have. And so on that note, I know you've looked at the show notes before, we're going to take a quick glance again. Now we're back real quick on the summary of the show. Thanks to all the patrons, we're starting to get patron activity. And that being said, newest activity is this little link right here on the side for Blogorama. They're the oldest blog directory, and they featured us. And it gave our traffic quite a boost, as you can imagine. You can download in the App Store if you're on a Macintosh and listen to us on mobile. You can get it on Google Play and get a Podbean player on Google Play. The Guyer Cook Report questions we talked about yesterday about making your company transparent. There's lots of other things. If you go to the Guyer Cook Report .podbean.com, you can click on the link for today's date and get the links to the show notes that we're looking at here. Thanks to Blogorama, to Speaker, to SoundCloud. And thanks to Fraser Ramsey and Edward Desters, Eileen Smith from EileenSmith.com, and of course our good friends, Friends Just Chatting, a Facebook group that we invite you to join that. Next time you're on Facebook, go to that group and get signed up. So thanks, Fraser. Thanks, Eileen. And thanks to the group, etc., etc. All the links are there. Take a look. Thanks for joining us today for the Guyer Cook Report B2B Thursday. And as I say at the end of every episode, well, I used to say just those three magic words. I'm going to add like, comment, and share. If you got something out of seeing this, then do that. And it's a wrap.